With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. Presented by Realtor.com, the home of home search.
Well, Guru, we welcome you in here on 95.7 The Game. It's Warriors Wrap-Up. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. A couple of nights ago, we were talking about the Warriors' worst loss of the season at home to the Phoenix Suns when Golden State was coming into that one at full strength. They wound up losing Kevin Durant with about 6.5 minutes to go. If that was the worst loss of the season, I think you could put tonight's victory over the Houston Rockets 106-104 in the category of one of the best, if not the best, win of the season when you look at the way they got it done on the road again, and this time without Kevin Durant, who was still suffering from the lingering effects of that ankle.
Yeah, and if it's on my chart, it's the best win of the season because it's the latest win of the season.
So number one for you.
No doubt. I mean, Denver at Denver had been that for a while, and the Warriors came out today. The ball just seemed to be moving. 28 assists, JD. And what did I ask you in Warriors Live? Where's that scoring going to come from? DeMarcus Cousins was a monster. 27 points. I liked everything I saw. The bench, they played the part. JD, this was a statement win. And what is it about the Rockets at home against the Warriors where the three ball doesn't go down?
Yeah, the Warriors did take away the three ball tonight as Houston winds up 11 for 41. And typically when the Warriors beat the Rockets, it's because the Rockets still shoot a lot of threes, but they don't make a high percentage. You go back to Game 7, obviously, of the Western Conference Finals last May as well, and that was the case when the Warriors were able to win that game. DeMarcus Cousins was terrific tonight. And you're right, the Warriors got up 15-7. The Rockets tied it at 15. The Warriors pushed it back up to 29-17. And the ball movement early on in the game was just tremendous. And you look at DeMarcus Cousins, and I think tonight was probably DeMarcus Cousins' best game with the Warriors.
No doubt.
He was active defensively. He showed that he could be on the court against this Houston Rockets team, and he showed that he could provide an element that the Rockets really can't compete with. 27 points, he was efficient, he had 8 boards, but the big number of the night was the 7 assists. The Warriors played through him a lot.
Yes, they did.
And they put the ball down low, and he was able to find, you know, players for open looks. So his passing ability was just a big-time key, I think, to setting up other players, and in addition to being that third scorer.
Yeah, and I'm going to take it one step further, JD. Tonight, from a Cousins perspective, to me, was the first night that there was no fumble-dumble off balance, regardless what he was trying to do. His base and balance was on point, you know? So I don't know if, you know, the more minutes he's logging, the stronger his legs are going to get. But tonight, DeMarcus Cousins went and moved where he wanted with freedom, and there was no ill effect from that injury, JT. That was a bull in a china shop tonight.
Yeah, and Stephen Curry was fantastic early on in the game. Klay Thompson was really good throughout the course of the entire game. And to answer your question, who would the third scorer be? Tonight it was DeMarcus Cousins, basically making up for the points that they lost with not having Kevin Durant. I mean, he put up kind of a Kevin Durant-looking line, actually. He did it in a very different way. But how many times do we look up at Kevin Durant's line and see 11 for 16 and 27 points, and it's efficient? And you almost don't have to do anything else if you're the other players on the court. He just kind of gets his, and it enables the Warriors to have an added element that other teams can't match. And I think if you look at the way this thing played out tonight, Chris Paul, James Harden, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, right? Chris Paul, 24 points. James Harden, 29 points, although the Warriors held him, 6-7 under his average. And, you know, he was only 2 of 12 from three-point range, but you look at 53 points for those two, 54 points for Thompson and Curry. Essentially, they wiped each other out, but DeMarcus Cousins was the next man up that had a huge game, and nobody had close to that for this Rockets team. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Warriors win over the Rockets 106-104. They salvaged the finale of the four-game season series, and a lot of interesting takeaways from this thing, and a lot of different ways the Warriors' victory tonight will help them that we will get to.
Yeah, they out-rebounded the Rockets 44-31, and to me, they were long rebounds, JD. To me, that was heart. That was desire. I just felt like the Warriors wanted this more than the Rockets, and I'll never go negative, especially on this masterpiece, but I didn't think the Rockets were good for the jump. Harden's 2-12, and they still had a chance to kind of steal the game, but you know, any naysayer can say, Guru, what are you talking about? The Warriors didn't have KD. But I'm going to tell you this. I thought about, and KD didn't play. We know he's hurt and he's a big part of this team. Is this what it would look like if they were somehow able to retain Cousins and KD were to move on? I still think the Warriors got some action, JD, and it was just hard to kind of digest this win without those thoughts.
And you look at the role players for the Warriors. Tonight was a night where the role players were positives. Man. Kevon Looney, 3-for-3. Alphonso McKinney knocked down a three.
Big
Quinn
three.
Cook knocked down a big three and was 3-for-3. So it wasn't an outstanding performance from the bench. But if you look it up, and I'm adding up and doing the math, 11, 13, the Warriors got 20 points from their bench tonight. And that's with Iguodala in the starting lineup. So when you look at that, I mean, I think the Warriors would take that if you're going to get, let's say, close to 90 points, you know, from three of your all-stars on a night-in, night-out basis. And a lot of those guys didn't really kill you.
No. And I got to tip my cap to Sean Livingston. I know you, from a field goal perspective, he was only one of the vantage point. He was 1-of-4, but a plus 16, JD. I felt like he was somewhat solid tonight, and I've been kind of questioning what's been going on with old Liv, but tonight he showed up to me.
Yeah, and if you listen to Steve Kerr, did a nice job of organizing the team. And the Warriors did change up the rotation tonight as well, which Steve Kerr alluded to, without Durant. Typically, Durant plays the entire first quarter with Curry. It was Draymond Green playing the entire first quarter with Curry. They kind of went back to the old days, the old pre-Kevin Durant days.
I like it.
And then you separate Cousins and Draymond Green as well in that top of the second quarter unit, and that was something that proved to be effective as well for this Warriors team. All right, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Let's hear from the fans, brought to you by Nation's Giant Hamburgers, the best since 1952. And we'll start with Tim in Fresno. Tim, you're up first here on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7. The game brought to you by Realtor.com.
Yo, so I just think overall it was a pretty pretty good game, and DeMarcus Cousins played very well on the defensive end. I think that was a huge difference in tonight, whether it's disrupting pass or just causing havoc for Clint Capela and everybody down low. As you see, Clint Capela didn't play a well game, and I just think that needs to be pointed out. They stepped up on defense a lot tonight. That's all.
Yeah, their defense in particular in the first half was tremendous. It really did set a tone. Thanks, Tim. Guru, it was the game where I always say this coming out of a game. You know, did the Warriors play a winning game or a losing game?
That's
did the opponent play a winning game or a losing game? It's kind of similar to the eye test. And to me, the Warriors played a winning game tonight. They were buttoned up. They were energetic. They were moving the ball. Were they perfect? No. But they played what you would categorize as a winning game. You look at the Rockets, some defensive lapses. They weren't really making the three ball. You know, Capela, you know, they didn't get much from their bench tonight at all, although they only play nine guys. So you kind of look at it and you say, well, did the Rockets play a winning game or a losing game? No, the Rockets played a losing game. So Warriors played a winning game, Rockets played a losing game. Ideally, you'd want it to maybe not wind up being a two-point game where the Rockets almost had a chance to tie it late on the final possession. But on the road, when you've been struggling, I think you'll have to take that if you're the Warriors. Tonight was the proper outcome for the way that the game played out if you just watched it for 48 minutes.
Yeah, and you always stress the psychological aspect in sports. And I'm like, come on, JD, that can't mean this or this can't mean that. But the fact that the Rockets team came in and beat the Warriors at Oracle twice, one without Harden, I didn't see that team tonight. And the reason we didn't see that team tonight is the Warriors got after it and Cousins was playing the passing lanes, just being disruptive. But I got to ask you, how much equity do the Rockets have playing the Warriors in that building? I'm starting to think after game seven and so to 27 misses from deep, do you think there was some residue tonight to where the Rockets play the Warriors better at Oracle than at home?
Yeah, I think you could.
I'm just throwing it out there.
You can make a case in this season series. I mean, the Rockets played better in the two games at Oracle, and certainly the last game at Oracle in February than they have in either of the games in Houston. To me, you just look at this thing. You got to throw out the first game, just because the Warriors didn't have Curry, and it was just I don't know. And the Rockets
got to win tonight, JD at home.
The Rockets deserve to win that game. Well, you could say that the Warriors should have won. You know, you could say, well, the Warriors got to win the game when you know James Harden's out.
You're right.
You know, I mean, that's just the way this season series played out. You had no Durant tonight. Warriors win.
I'm sorry.
You had no Harden. Rockets win on the road, and you have no Chris Paul, and the Rockets win on the road. So that's just the nature, I think, of this season
series.
Real quick,
what do you think? Why? What went into Kerr breaking up the DeMarcus Cousins?
Durant being out.
Why? But I like it. So once he comes back, we're back to the norm, or do you take something from this?
Not necessarily. I think it'll be interesting to see how, when Durant comes back, that gets tweaked. I'm trying to think how he would do it at that point. I mean, maybe you could be
onto something.
It could be maybe you take Durant out the last couple of minutes of the quarter, and right. You bring him back in, and Durant's out there with Cousins and Klay Thompson at the beginning of those quarters.
Would you be shocked if we don't see KD Saturday with tomorrow off, Friday, and back home?
You would think with a couple of more days off, it'd be likely that he'd be there and play. And Steve Kerr sounded like, I mean, they're expecting him to come back at some point. So, yeah, I
looking forward to it.
I think he'll probably play Saturday.
They played their ass off tonight. Tip of the cap to the Warriors.
Charlie is up next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, evening, fellas. How you guys doing? It's just shocking that the Warriors, they follow up their worst loss of the season with their best win of the season. It would have been a shame if the Warriors lost tonight. And Houston was, if this game was extended any longer, I think Houston might have pulled it out. Just a great win. I mean, Boogie really stepped up, played his best game of the year. And I just think it goes to show that no matter what's going on off the court or on the court with this team, when they're locked in and when they're focused, they can win. They'll win. That's why you still have to consider them the favorites. I mean, I thought they had no chance of winning tonight, but they keep proving me wrong, and I'm happy that they are proving me wrong continuously. Anyway, that's all I got, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Appreciate it, Charlie. Thanks a lot for the call. And, yeah, we were talking about it after the Phoenix game. I mean, you kept asking me, Goober. You said, well, what about Wednesday? They're going on the road, and Durant might not play.
Friday night, they're playing
the Rockets. And I kept saying to you, well, they're more apt to play better in that game. It's another example of the Warriors going on the road against a team that's handled them.
I don't like that, though. I don't like that, JD.
Against a team that's handled them at Oracle Arena. And now, I mean, you add the Rockets to the list because the Rockets just handled the Warriors at Oracle, and the Warriors go and they return the favor tonight, even shorthanded. They did the same thing to the Philadelphia 76ers. They lost at Oracle, went on the road to Philly shorthanded, no Klay Thompson. And they win that game. Now, Embiid didn't play for Philly, but regardless, the Warriors played a much better game in Philly in front of a national audience on a Saturday night than they did in the game at Oracle Arena. Boston. Warriors going to Boston on a Saturday night where the place is lit.
And I was nervous about that one.
And they
win that game,
and DeMarcus Cousins was pretty good in that game. DeMarcus Cousins continues to play better on the road overall than he does
in his career.
Oracle, it's not
a good place for him.
Yeah, so you keep looking at it, and
he was filthy tonight.
The Warriors went into Milwaukee and got a win. The Warriors played better in Toronto at Toronto,
but
even though they lost.
JD, that's got to be fixed. before it's go time, because if you got home field advantage, I mean home court advantage,
all it means is if you lose one, you're going to go get it on the road. You're just going to go get it back.
You're playing with fire that way. Just play like this at home, like the old Warriors used to do. That's all.
We'll see. It's going to be an interesting test for the Warriors because they have a lot of inferior opponents coming in these last seven games at Oracle. Now, I know that the focus is on the road trip. But it's teams that you don't really get up for. Indiana,
could be dangerous.
Dallas, Detroit, Charlotte, Cleveland still coming in. Denver's coming in again. That's a team you've now handled twice in a row. And then
Detroit and Charlotte need the
game. The Clippers at the end. Yeah, but Detroit and Charlotte don't get you going. Detroit and Charlotte don't get you motivated. They really don't.
Better than Phoenix.
You think. That's true. That's a good point. Touche. You're right. You lose to Phoenix at home. That's pretty much the end of the story.
Gotcha.
Dre is up next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dre, we got a lot of people who want to chat. Jay, you are on 95.7 The Game. It's Warriors Wrap-Up brought to you by Realtor.com, the home of home search. Hey, Dre.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Boogie played a great game. That was a great first quarter. I really think, I mean, I hate to be a little mad at Kerr, but I don't think he should have pulled Boogie out those last couple minutes there. That's when the league got lost. He was playing a great game. Keep him in that low post. The Warriors win by 8 or 10.
Thanks, Dre. Appreciate it. That's something to monitor. That's something to always continue to monitor. And look, the Warriors, down the stretch, it got a little bit sketchy. The Rockets really executed very well, you know, the foul game and going and scoring quick and getting a three-point play. There was a foul on Iguodala where Chris Paul drove the lane.
There were a couple missed calls down the stretch,
too. That was a correct call, the one with Iguodala and Chris Paul. It got a little shaky for the Warriors, but the biggest, I think, low-key play of the night was the Warriors forcing the Rockets to be unable to inbound the ball. The Rockets had two timeouts. Yeah. And
that was big.
It was a 3-point game, and you're thinking, okay, well, the Rockets could maybe take a quick two, knowing that they still have a timeout left. Foul, still have a timeout to advance the ball. Maybe you miss one of the free throws. It's only a 2-point game at that point. But at the very least, the Rockets would have another chance to take a timeout and get a three. When the Warriors forced the Rockets to call that last timeout, that ended any chance of the Rockets being able to have two possessions at it. They were going to have one possession at it, and then I don't know what James Harden was doing.
Do you think he missed it on purpose? He ran for the shot. He went to follow up his shot, so I think subconsciously I wouldn't have. He missed it on purpose.
I think they needed to miss it on purpose at that point. Because
6 seconds left, no timeout. Okay, you foul. What? You got 5.1 seconds.
Yeah, 1-point game at that point. If you make it, no timeouts, you foul.
Okay.
It's a 3-point game, but then you got to go the length of the court in 4 or 5 seconds. That's much harder to do than it would be if you had a timeout and you could advance it and set up a play.
So
that really changed it. I'm not sure if he was trying to miss it or not. I think maybe he was trying to miss it exactly the way that he did off the back iron, and then try and get to that second level, a rebounder, and Tucker tapped it out. But it was just a great hustle play by Iguodala to run that down. He gets it to Curry, and Curry, a smart play himself by just throwing the ball up into the air because nobody was going to get it and the clock was going to run out. We got full phone lines at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Fillmore Mike is up next here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's good?
What's good, Mike?
Man. Oh, man, I know you would know, J.D. Guru, you would know as well. When the Warriors are going to play good, you can kind of tell when they're locked in and really, really focused. I don't know what it is, but from the beginning of the game, I knew from how they were not going to lose this game. Mm. You guys have a great night. Be smooth.
Thanks, Mike.
Did we leave them?
Well, it was 33-23 at the end of the first quarter. So, yeah, the Warriors.
That was a statement in itself
it
to
was.
Me.
To me, the 15-7 was a statement, even though it wound up 15-15.
But then they closed the quarter. That let you know they came to play.
Up by
without
10.
Without KD.
And if anything, I thought only being up by 2 at halftime
was a bummer.
I didn't think they made the most of it as well
I'm
as they played, because I thought the Rockets, for the most part, were terrible.
I was waiting on
that
run,
half.
The blitz. It didn't come.
And then the Warriors reestablished themselves themselves in the third quarter and reestablished, I think, control of the game.
Rebounding, boards.
I thought the Warriors had control of the game tonight.
I got you. And that's why it would have been a travesty had they let it slip away, JD.
Yeah. And only two lead changes. Warriors led by as many as 14. The Rockets only led by four. Let's get Vic in Cupertino. Vic is up next here on 95.7 The Game. You're on Warriors Wrap-Up, brought to you by Realtor.com. Hey, Vic.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about Cousins and the way the team looked offensively without Durant. And I think Durant's a hell of a player. He's a once-in-a-generation offensive talent. But I thought they looked a little bit more like their usual selves the last 4 years. The ball seemed to be flowing a little bit easier. It seemed to be moving around a little bit more. I don't know. I just kind of feel like unless you're going against LeBron James in the NBA Finals, do you really need Durant as far as a matchup against some of the upper echelon teams in the NBA? I really feel like the Warriors, if you could bring Cousins back next year, even if you do lose Durant, if you bring Thompson and Cousins back, I like that team as an NBA Finals favorite. So, I don't know.
It's an interesting point, Vic. I think it's easy to say you don't need the isolation until you need the isolation. So I think, and the Warriors have found themselves in that predicament quite a bit, and we thank Vic in Cupertino for his phone call checking in here at 888-957-9570. Look, I mean, Kevin Durant is the ultimate trump card.
Closer.
And at
the finals last 2 years.
And at the end of games when you can't get a bucket and then teams are junking up the game, teams that can junk up the game and hold you down in other ways and maybe make DeMarcus Cousins less effective, a lot of those teams still don't have an answer for a guy like Kevin Durant.
That ball was moving, JD. It did look like old Warrior basketball. I'm not saying because Durant was not in there.
All right, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. More of your phone calls coming up. I think we're also going to hear from Klay Thompson and hopefully from DeMarcus Cousins as well. Warriors win tonight in Houston, 106-104, and you heard it right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
All right, John Dickinson, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. Warriors win in Houston, 106-104, as they salvage the finale of the four-game season series between these two teams. The win for the Warriors does them some good in the standings as well. You know, we were talking about it on Warriors Live, how, well, if Houston wins tonight, and then maybe the Warriors lose in Oklahoma City.
It's getting dicey.
All of a sudden, could Houston potentially make a run at that one seed? Well, you look at the Warriors now at 46-21, and the Rockets dip to 42-26. So it's 5 in the loss column now, and 4.5 overall, the Warriors lead on the Rockets. So the Rockets may still have a shot at catching Denver for the 2 spot, but I think the Warriors, as far as Houston is concerned, have given themselves enough breathing room to where the Rockets, you can shut down any conversation about the Rockets maybe getting the one seed. Now, Denver's still in it if the Warriors slip up and they stay hot, but not Houston.
Yeah, game and a half lead. So, what, 15 games left, JD? We are in the home stretch, man. The playoffs are what, 4 weeks away?
Four weeks from tonight is the end of the regular season for those of you scoring at home. And the Warriors will be in New Orleans and Memphis. But, yeah, 4 weeks from tonight.
Season ended today. They play Utah.
End of the regular season. And, yeah, if the season ended right now, the Warriors would play.
No, Clippers, excuse me.
Yeah, Utah won tonight. So it actually did shift around. I was looking at some unupdated standings from earlier, and I actually just updated them. And you're right. With Utah win tonight, that drops the Clippers back down to 8th. So the Clippers are 39-30. It'd be Warriors Clippers, and it's changed.
Rooting for Kings
in the last week. It's been San Antonio, the Clippers, and the Jazz.
Yeah.
All
but
three
I've been
of
rooting
them.
For Sac. Doesn't look like they're going to make it.
Now Sacramento 4.5 out.
Yeah,
4.5 behind the Clippers.
They'd have to get red hot here to catch.
And they don't have the tiebreaker on the Clippers.
Yeah, not good. Now if the Spurs dropped all the way down to
they would, but San Antonio's a half game up on them. So they're actually 5 games back of San Antonio, but all they'd have to do is tie. It's not looking good for Sacramento as far as that goes. And they play at Boston and Philadelphia the next 2 nights.
Yeah.
So it could Might really end they in could Philly. Really be yeah. buried here in the next couple of days by Friday night. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1. KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. It's Warriors Wrap Up with Daryl Aguru Johnson. I'm John Dickinson. In for Matt Steinmetz. We are brought to you by Realtor.com, again, the home of home search. And let's get back to the phones here as the people want to talk. And we'll start with Elston. Elston in Oakland on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. What's going on, man? You guys kind of touched on it earlier, but I'm going to come from a different viewpoint on this. But if you look at the Warriors, first of all, I want to say Kevin Durant is great player and all that. And if it was 5-on-5, I needed one shot. I would go to him more than even Steph Curry, my favorite player in the league. Anyway, with all that being said, just the eye test, watching the way the Warriors played tonight as opposed to the way they play with sometimes isolating with Kevin Durant, which is more enjoyable to watch as a fan? I vote for tonight. That's all I got to say.
Wow.
All right, Elston. I think
that's very
it's
fair.
Easy to say tonight when the ball's moving and the shots are falling, but on nights where the shots aren't falling, it's nice to have a guy that can go get his and kind of carry you.
But to his point, we can both admit, as great as the Warriors have been this season, the ball does stick.
Yeah.
This was all reminiscent of old Warrior basketball, swinging around. It was beautiful. And they had a big man tonight that could even go. So it was going in there, and they were finishing. You know, inside out. Tonight was awesome.
The biggest challenge for me in viewing this as far as the Warriors go is finding the balance between when you want to play which style. And they struggle with it. They struggle moving from ISO to team ball.
And the game got close. You're right.
They just struggle transitioning between the two. And that's something that I think, you know, with all that talent, you got to have a couple of you got to have a couple of plays you can just go to for each guy, you know, when you need to get a basket. But Durant is the ultimate safety net. I mean, he really is. More than Curry, more than Cousins, more than Clay.
He's a freak of nature.
He is the guy above all of them where you can just give him the ball and say, go get it.
Wow.
Because he can take it to the rack. He can pull up. He can shoot over the top.
Get you to the free throw line.
And he can also drive it and get you to the free throw line as well. And he's an excellent free throw shooter. Freed the people. On 95.7 The Game. How's it going?
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've noticed something, and it was working tonight very well. When teams were overplaying the perimeter, they were dumping the ball off to Boogie and letting him go one-on-one. I feel like that's the risk.
Oh, yeah, we got to cut him. Rough connection there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they let Boogie go to work tonight.
He earned it, though, and Capella – it just makes you think, what happened the last time, damn it, they played in Oracle?
Well, last time they kept forcing it down to him in the post.
So
the
those
Rockets
are adjustments. Kudos to the Warriors coaching staff.
I mean, with the Rockets had three different guys around him. I mean, it was Capella,
man.
And if he went one way, there was a guy helping. If he went another way, there was another guy helping.
They must have thought he was on it. You know what I mean? They didn't respect him tonight, JD, and it burned the Rockets. I bet if they were to play tomorrow, best believe Cousins would get some more attention.
The Warriors, now 6-4 in games this season decided by 2 points or fewer. So the close ones. Warriors are doing all right.
Over 500.
They did lose to the Rockets. 500's about right.
It shouldn't be
for those games. That's why they call them 50-50 games. 50-50 games, you're about
50-50. This team's too good to even have 10 close games.
They're actually 60-40.
Look at you.
In those close games. They're actually maybe better than you would think. The first of the four-game trip for the Warriors. The Warriors have a 500 or better record on all 17 road trips since the beginning of the 2014-15 season. So that's the Steve Kerr era. The Warriors will next play at Oklahoma City Saturday, 5:30, and they'll finish up the road trip in San Antonio and Minnesota. But again, it's another example, and if you want to weigh in at 888-957-9570, where you rank this win, I mean, I think it's got to be right up there with a few other road wins for this Warriors team. They get on the road, and they just play more buttoned-up basketball. For whatever reason, whether they feel more threatened, they feel they have to, whether they're motivated from a team that previously had thumped them inside Oracle Arena, whatever it is, this Warriors team plays better against the good teams on the road this season. It's just a story of the way this thing has played out.
Now, you tell me if I'm off basis here, but the fact that Kevin Durant was not in this game, that right there can't make it the best one of the season, right? You want it the best one of the season when everybody's there. Because the reality is, can we see this from them on the road with Kevin Durant there?
Of course you can.
Okay. I'm just throwing that out there because it's kind of hard to, and I think unfair to KD, that the best one of the season was a game, you know, you didn't play in.
Well, I mean, your best game of the season could be a game where you win without your second best player, your best player, or your 1A best player. If Curry and Durant, however you want to chop it up, 1 and 1A, you know, that could be a great win. Winning without your guy, winning without your, you know, your safety blanket.
Win, but just,
I mean, that could be one of your best wins of the season. Teams do that all the time. Wow, you go in, you won without your best player. How'd you do that? That's a lot of teams' best win of the season, I think. And the Warriors have some
wins. And
they were
more focused because they were, you know how it is. Us against the world. We're out without KD. Nobody's giving us a chance. But I go back to that Denver game. Now I'm struggling because everybody was available. You know what I mean? It was a team win. This was tonight, too. But damn it, arguably your best player wasn't there.
And something you brought up on the pregame show, where would the Warriors find scoring? You knew Curry and Clay would bring it. Where would the third scorer come from? And tonight was the 22nd time the Warriors had three 20-point scores in the same game this season, and it was DeMarcus Cousins with 27 to go with Clay's 30, Stephen Curry's 24, the Warriors 17-5 now when they have three 20-point scores. Patricia is up next on the phone lines in Walnut Creek. Hey, Patricia.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Okay, I think it's me. I think I did it. Pretty much single-handedly. I called you guys last week after that horrible loss, and I said I didn't think DeMarcus was adding to the team, and I thought he was lumbering around and getting in the way, and whoever it was.
I remember.
She said lumber. And if he heard, Roscoe, be quiet, I'm talking. And if he heard that, it probably gave him incentive. And I didn't mean to hurt his feelings, because he sure was swift of foot and showed what he had tonight. And I think I single-handedly, if he heard what I said about him not adding to the team. DeMarcus, I'm sorry. I take it back. You were awesome.
Wow.
Thanks, Patricia. Appreciate the
sure
call on Walnut Creek.
I'm sure DeMarcus heard Pat.
It's all right.
Can I call her Pat?
You can.
Yeah, and she had a valid call when she called in, but the fact that you pick the phone up and call and say, you know what, I was wrong, that come on.
Yeah.
What's better than that?
It's good stuff.
Hey, he was. What was it about tonight?
I ticked DeMarcus Cousins off too last week.
Oh, that was,
it happens.
Yeah. All right. What did
just,
he say?
Just asking him about his defense. Hey, how
I
would
tried
you
to
assess
reenact it?
His defense has been better since then too.
What you mean?
What do you think?
Yeah, right.
I think you've been struggling, DeMarcus. Nothing personal.
What didn't Houston do tonight? I'm not taking anything away from Cousins.
Look, here's the bottom line.
What did they do?
When the Warriors are on, it's
defensively.
Tough to be, when the Warriors are playing well, even if you take one guy away, they're pretty damn tough to beat. That's the bottom line. The Warriors are still the most talented team.
And if I'm saying,
I mean,
hey,
the Warriors had three guys that are capable of being stars tonight.
Four Hall of Famers, possibly future. Five. Count Iggy. It's on the fringe. Real quick, JD, if I said his base and legs look strong, that's what the difference was on the defensive end. He, you know what I mean? He had his legs were there defensively.
Maybe having an extra day in between games helps that. I don't know.
Wow. Well, he'll have two before Saturday night's Rumble, and they're going to be.
And that's a game where you need him. You know, that's a game where you're going up against Steven Adams.
No doubt.
But I thought it was huge tonight that he showed, hey, I can play against the Rockets. I don't have to sit against the Rockets. You know, however it shakes out. Coach P in Fremont on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Man, this was a good win, man. I honestly put this as either one or two next to going to Milwaukee without Draymond, honestly. And I feel you, Guru, but it's something about when a player's missing, just seeing these guys just kind of want to get it done, you know, just knowing they're shorthanded and they don't want to let their other teammates down. They don't want, you know, they didn't want to pretty much make it seem like, you know, not like they're knocking KD. They just didn't want to make it seem like, you know, oh, we're, you know, it's all over because we don't have KD.
No doubt.
That's what frustrates me more when they are full squad and they play so lousy. But, you know, they've earned things like this. I try not to get on Cousins so much because he's just come back from a horrific injury. And, you know, it's going to take some time, but he was on today. Looney was on. I mean, just everyone was playing their part, man. And you know, I've called weeks before saying, you know, because I really feel like it's open this year. I'm not one of these, you know, I know there's a lot of Warrior fans that are saying, it's going to be all right. Everything's fine. They're going to win the title. Right now, I don't feel that. You know what I mean? And even though they had a good game today, I still feel like it's open. You know, three teams in the West, Warriors, OKC, Rockets, four in the East. You know who they are. I don't even got to say it. But basically, seeing games like this guides me more towards those fans that are saying, we'll be fine, don't worry about it. Because I've said it, I need to see a few games like this, and you're starting to see it now. I want to see him go hot into the playoffs and keep this thing rolling. You know, let KD heal. I mean, they are the best team. They have the most talent. They got to show the want factor, the want to get it, and today they did. Love it, love it, love it. Let's go, Dubs. Let's go, Oakland.
All right, Coach B, thanks a lot. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We'll have our play of the game coming up. We're also going to hear from DeMarcus Cousins and Klay Thompson, and still time to sneak in a couple more phone calls as well. Warriors win at Houston, 106-104, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
All right, final segment, John Dickinson and Daryl the Guru Johnson. Warriors win in Houston, 106-104, as they got out to a 10-point lead after one, 33-23. They were up two at the half, seven going to the fourth quarter. They withstood a late Rockets rally. Things got a little bit sketchy in the final couple of minutes, but the Warriors hold on to win the opener of their four-game road trip, 106-104 in Houston. Our play of the game is coming up. We're also going to hear from Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and DeMarcus Cousins. But first, let's get to Bren in San Jose. Bren, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say I'm a big fan and appreciate having me on. The first thing I want to say is I just want to preface my comments by saying I love KD's game. I'm a huge fan of his. I want him to stay here next year, and I want him to make it work with the Warriors. And Guru, I just want to say I do think this was the biggest win for us this year. The other ones would be, you know, at Denver and at Philadelphia earlier. But the reason why I think this is the biggest win for us is because Houston gave us so much trouble last year in the playoffs. And also, like I said about KD earlier and how much appreciation I have for his game, it's actually good that we won this without him, because I think it also gave us a chance to showcase Boogie a little bit more and get his confidence going, since he came in, you know, off this big injury. And I think KD has more of an ability to come in after taking this game off and gelling back with the team. And it just gives us more dynamic, you know, offense with Boogie having that confidence. So that's all I want to say. Appreciate you guys, and hope you have a good night.
Thanks. Appreciate the call, Brent. Good stuff there.
And it could be a reminder to all parties involved that maybe we can make a more conscious effort. Not that they're, you know, you could get caught up in, Durant can create anything, just give it to him. But maybe they could put more emphasis on swinging the ball. Because if they do that with Durant like they did in Denver, good Lord.
Yeah, I think the Warriors sent the Rockets a little bit of a message tonight. And you played us tough. You beat us without Harden. You beat us without Paul. You know, it was ugly at Oracle a couple of weeks ago on February 23rd. But you know what? We can go into your building, too, without Durant and win. And if we're buttoned up, you're going to have a hell of a time beating us. So I think the message was delivered there. All right, Brian in Oakland, and then we'll get to our play of the game. Hey, Brian.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
So I've been wondering, with Durant's presence in Oakland, like when he came onto the team, they really catered to him. Steph really got out of the way to try and help Durant shine and find his place. And now it in a very subtle way, feels to me like when Durant's on the court, he kind of almost takes over in a way. I mean, he takes over literally in the game and scores a lot of points, but he also seems to take the energy, and it stops being so much of that old school kind of Warriors passing game just a little bit. I feel like without him there, we kind of got to see the team not have a clear central star, and they're passing the ball around. When he is there, it feels like he does take the ball and he can score and do a little more ISO ball and things like that. I just wonder what you think about that dynamic, if that's real, if it's making that up.
Brian, I think it played out tonight. I think, you know, but it's one game. I think the longer you have to play without Kevin Durant, the more you're going to wish you had Kevin Durant.
No doubt. And that's why, again, it was refreshing to see the ball move like it was tonight. And all I'm hoping that this will kickstart something so when Durant comes back, they can still play like they did tonight. That's the key. And maybe it's just not feasible, JD, to get Cousins off in the manner he got off tonight with another guy that needs 15 to 20 shots.
All right, let's get to our play of the game.
It's time for the play of the game. Tune in tomorrow morning to Steinmetz and Guru at 10:30 for your chance to win $100. Now, here's the play of the game.
Livingston takes it to the right wing. Working on Rivers. Stops the foul line. Bounce pass to Thompson. Fumbled it. Dribbles it. Stops. Shoots a contested three. And it's up and good for Clay. Ridiculous shot by Clay Thompson from the left wing.
All right, so know the play of the game tomorrow at 10:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. Goo, you'll be with Matt Steinmetz, and you guys are going to call for it. And the correct caller, you know the play of the game, and you win. It's as simple as that.
I won't be able to sneak out and make the call on myself.
Nah, yeah. You try, though. Yeah. You could try. Yeah, but Curley's too smart
right,
for that one.
There you go.
Now, we have others here that may fall for it.
Look at you.
But John Curley's not falling for it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Our guy Nash wouldn't fall for that.
Good win tonight, JD. Seriously, man. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it really was a good night. Let's get another call in here. Ike is up next. Hey, Ike.
I love your show, guys. I just have one thing to say. I think what's motivating DeMarcus Cousins is Andrew Bogut. I mean, it sent a message right to him. That's what I think.
Okay, Ike. Thanks, man. I don't see that. But,
I mean, we can't tell Ike he's 100% wrong, but Cousins was on a mission regardless.
I mean,
if Bogut was coming or not. You're right. He's a starting center regardless. And if his body's getting healthier with every minute, JD, we saw it tonight. Damn it, he was a beast. That was old Sacramento DeMarcus.
Before we get out of here, let's hear from DeMarcus Cousins. The difference in the ball game tonight as he goes for 27 points. He had 7 assists, 8 boards. DeMarcus Cousins talking about getting comfortable.
I'm just playing the flow of the game. Made right decisions. I think we played, you know, a good team basketball game. And when we play that well, I think everybody can get going. Everybody can, you know, catch the flow of the game, and you know, we have games like we had tonight.
Marcus, do you think that's the best rhythm you've had in 2 days?
Yeah, for sure.
Was there more spacing? I mean, Steve kind of mentioned how the split dream on you in rotation, some to try to make more space around.
I think we just did, like, individually did a better job of, you know, spacing around. Kind of getting situations of the game where we're kind of on top of each other and sometimes getting each other's way. So I think the team did a better job. I didn't mean individually, but the team did a better job of just, you know, with the spacing.
Yeah, I think the spacing is important, especially with
that's
him and his skill set.
Yeah, no doubt.
And again, I just think, yeah, they went to him, but they went to him without it being as forced, I think, as it seemed in other games. Whenever it's just like they're just trying to jam it into him, that,
like
that
he
just
would take on
worked.
Three guys if they were like, I got to get this shot up. And tonight is like a deep breath, like his base and balance, JD. I keep, not to be redundant, that was on point tonight. And that's what, to me, enabled him to facilitate and be Fred Astaire down there and do some moves that we were like, oh, his athleticism is on point.
Let's hear from Clay Thompson on DeMarcus Cousins' night. Quick little bite here talking about this particular matchup for Cuz.
Well, it was a good matchup out there for him, you know. And he's so good at using his size against longer defenders. He just played one of the, you know, probably the most complete game he's played since he's been here. You know, getting wide open looks from his passing ability. And he has a whole new dimension to our team. So you saw what he can do with us tonight.
Wait, what do you think worked with that new kind of open to second and fourth?
What's that?
What do you think worked with that new line open to second and fourth?
We were playing through DeMarcus. And when he spaced the floor and cut hard, he's going to make the right play every time. And it worked out.
Go to him and cut,
because
he can find you.
And we played through him. That's what we envisioned.
Yeah, they played through him, especially with the
he was finishing.
The second unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're right. When he's finishing, that makes all the difference. And then the final piece of audio tonight from Draymond Green. Draymond always weighing in on the drama. I put that in quotes surrounding this Warriors team. Here's Dre.
I think it'll continue to be more and more just because media becomes more and more important. And not necessarily saying, like, it's no shot at you guys, but it becomes more and more important because social media is becoming more and more important. There's more cameras than ever. You know, there's more voices than ever. So I think it'll continue to be more and more each year because all of those aspects continue to grow.
All right.
And he's 100% right.
Draymond always on point. So the Warriors go from their worst loss of the season, I think we can all agree,
wow,
losing home to Phoenix,
great
the worst
tournament
team in the Western Conference, to maybe their best win of the season in a matter of three nights, and it's not going to get any easier for them as they now go to Oklahoma City on Saturday. A couple of days in Houston first, where the Warriors will be able to practice. And
after a win,
head
too.
To OKC and take on the Thunder on Saturday night. That's going to do it for us. The Warriors get it done tonight. Want to thank everybody for Alex Scott, Nash Solomon, doing big-time work, double duty for both of those guys, really, tonight with everything going on behind the scenes. And great to have Alex Scott back behind the glass as well tonight. For Daryl the Guru Johnson, I'm John Dickinson. Goo, you'll be back tomorrow with Steiny, 10
yes, sir,
to noon, as always. And then I'll be back with Steiny on Saturday, Warriors this week. And then we're going to give Guru a little load management, I think, on Saturday.
Wow.
So I'm that combo guard.
Yeah,
I can play Steiny's spot for a night, and then I'm going to play your spot for
there
a night.
There you go.
On Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. And also, our Warriors Weekly podcast is going to drop tomorrow. Great chat with Kalena Azubuike that I was able to have earlier today. And Guru, we chopped it up about all of the drama.
Yeah. You went from an A-lister with Kalena to a D-lister. But...
Well, you're the headliner.
Oh,
you're the first part.
Make me blush.
And then Kalena. So that's going to drop. Look for it on all the 95.7 The Game platforms tomorrow in the morning. I'd probably say that'll drop around 9 a.m., so we'll tweet all that out. All right, that's going to do it for us. Warriors win it 106-104. They are on to Oklahoma City. They'll take on the Thunder on Saturday, and you heard it right here on 95.7 The Game. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.